Happy to be joined now by Craig Forrest, soccer analyst for Sportsnet, of course, former Canadian national team keeper and recent inductee to Canada's Sports Hall of Fame, a Hall of Famer joining us on the line right now. Craig, thanks for this. They give you like a medal. Do you have a ring? Like, do you have a memento?
Yeah, there's kind of a glass trophy of some sort. Yeah,
there you go.
Very, very nice. Very touching and very humbling evening. It was terrific. It was. Yeah, thank you.
Well, well deserved. 56 caps for Canada, and you played at the stadium that the Canadian national team will play at tonight in El Salvador, the Estadio Cuscatlan, I suppose it's pronounced. I was reading your story, which is you did a Q&A with John Molinaro on Sportsnet.ca. It seems like an interesting place to play.
Yeah, that's a fair statement for sure. I mean, it's exciting place to play, and any football player would like to play in that sort of environment, although it is fairly hostile. It was probably worse back in the early 90s, but for the most part, it's a difficult place. But out of the three places and the team and the skill set that El Salvador have, it's an opportunity for Canada to pick up 3 points on the road. Mexico is going to be virtually impossible. Honduras, we know, is very, very difficult as well. But this is an opportunity for them for sure. But they started off well with 3 points, which was really a must win, because if they didn't pick up anything in the first game against Honduras, I think they'd be climbing a mountain that they probably won't be able to be successful with.
You know what's an eyeball grabber, Craig, is bags of urine. Like that grabs your eyeballs. That's like what we call clickbait. That's what you had to deal with. I guess that still goes on.
Yeah, maybe. I hope not. But yeah, it did. They basically sold refreshments, not in bottles at all, not with caps off them, because they'd eventually use those as missiles. So they would use them just sort of a cellophane wrap, and then after they would do whatever in them, and then throw them, use them as torpedoes and whatever, to throw them at the opposition players, which was a lot of fun. And it was always nice to change your jersey at the end of the game, because you didn't want any part of it.
No, that was not a situation where the opposing team, you know, normally there's the jersey exchange. Nobody on that El Salvador team wanted your jersey, I imagine.
No, well, they took it. He probably didn't realize what he was getting. And then I got his. And then, funny enough, on the way to the airport, we ended up having that stolen by the security on the way. So I never even did get a jersey from El Salvador.
Yeah. That's a shame. It's gross as well. But yeah, reading that story as well, you had a piece of 2x4 land next to you while you were in goal?
Yeah, yes I have. And I was quite a way out too. I was like 18 yards out, and this came from, I don't know where it came from, way up high in the stadium, and brought to the referee's decision, but he was pretty adamant that he wasn't going to stop the game over it, and it was safer for everybody that we continue.
Well, at any point, and listen, that's probably it for me. Like when a piece of wood is being chucked at my melon, I'm probably saying, that's about enough. But at any point, did you think, boy, like I might not come out of this thing with my life?
Well, not really. I look back on it now more from the age I'm at now, and with a little bit more concern than I did when I was younger. You're young and, you know, you're fearless. You just don't really expect anything like that to happen. But looking back on it, there was probably times when, you know, you didn't feel really, really safe, and that if it happened anywhere else in the world, you would think that things would happen and sanctions and whatnot. But in CONCACAF, we felt that we were pretty much on our own, that's for sure.
Well, and from reading the story and from everything I've heard from people who, I mean, it's Panama as well. Like, there's a lot of places where it's not the most fun to travel to, that it's not just the supporters, it's not just the ultras, that it's actually, you know, sometimes uniformed people, security guards, they're not exactly giving you the easiest time either.
No, that's right. A lot of the police will come by just to make sure everything's all right, from people hanging around hotels trying to keep the players up all night. But they're doing it with their sirens on. So they sort of join in to the fun, trying to do all that. So it's exciting in a way that, you know, you have to expect the unexpected as players down there and roll with it. FIFA rule has it the day before the match, you have an hour to play or practice on the pitch that you will be playing on. Well, we showed up in El Salvador at the pitch, and there was nobody there except some military, and they weren't going to let us in, and they knew nothing about the FIFA rule. So, we didn't end up playing, or if we did end up getting on, it wasn't for very long. So you expect that sort of thing, and you roll with it, and you get on with it, because if you don't, it will affect you to a way, to a point that you will not be able to perform on the day.
Talking to Craig Forrest here. I'm Ben Ennis, filling in for Jeff Blair, Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and there's a big friendly today, Craig, England and France at Wembley, and it's going to be real emotional, no question about it. And I know it's a different situation, and it's a little more lighthearted, even though you're having blocks of wood chucked at your head. But I'm sure there were also, I mean, there was some real civil unrest in that country when you were there as well.
Yeah.
Were you ever in any sort of situation, and can you understand what the feeling must be like when you're in a stadium and there's so much unrest and so many threats and what's gone on with the French team and the German team at the Stade de France and what it'll be like for France today?
Yeah, I mean, this is a much different situation, of course, and this friendly between France and England has become much more something different, I guess, than just a friendly football match, which is nice that the countries and the fans and everybody are coming out and showing a real force and sign of solidarity. It's a special moment, I think, and it'll be very interesting to watch that match today, see how it unfolds. A lot of the French team, the squad, were given the option not to play if they wanted to. They've all decided that they want to play, which is terrific to move forward. So this is much different than the third thing that we dealt with, of course, and very touching and important match today, I think, that they go ahead with it and they don't cancel it, which is I thought was the right move, that we move forward in the right manner.
Let's go back to that Canadian national team. As you mentioned, they beat Honduras in their previous World Cup qualification game, and this will be a big road game as well for them. And we've been waiting, Craig, because we know the talent continues to build, and we see more and more Canadians taking part in MLS and even across the pond as well. Is this finally the team that's going to punch its ticket to the World Cup for the first time in a long time?
Well, that's a big ask. I'm quietly positive and confident with this team. They've given us some signs that they're capable of scoring some goals. They have an attacking intent. They with Junior Hoyt that's now joined Canada, who didn't make up his mind in the last cycle whether he wanted to play internationally for Jamaica or Canada or what was going on, but he's finally decided to play for Canada. There's probably reasons for that. It's not going very well at the club level for him at Queen's Park Rangers in the second tier in England, and he's making a ton of money. So he's under pressure from the fans because they know he came with a big price tag and he's not performing. So he's come to Canada and played for a national team, and he showed up. He worked incredibly hard. He has an incredible intelligent football brain where he's managed to figure out CONCACAF very quickly, how to play in it. He was excellent in the first match. Laren up front, the MLS, great young player this year, didn't show an awful lot, didn't get an awful lot of support, but I think he's got something. Hutchison's last showing this time around at 30-something years of age is probably Canada's best ever technical player. De Guzman is a little older, but he's doing quite well. So some good attacking players that look as though they can score some goals. Defensively, not bad. Possession and losing possession in the poor areas of the field cost them a little bit against Honduras, but they didn't cost them enough where they conceded a goal. So overall, not a bad balance of the side, and a side that if they can get something else out of it, and I am confident they can get to maybe the hex, and if you get into that, I think you've got a fair chance of getting there. So I'm confident quietly.
That's, I think, a lot of Canadian supporters feeling just that way, Craig. Before we let you go, is some of the pressure now lifted off Benito Floro after picking up that big win against Honduras?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it was a must-win for them. They had to pick up those 3 points, and it's redemption for the 8-1 hammering they got down in Honduras the last World Cup cycle. I thought they showed some great character, the media, and everybody's been hard on the team, and rightfully so, and I've been part of that clan. And they showed some character to get a good result. So that's a very good start for them. And they've got a long way to go. It's only 3 points. It's only one game. But it's a terrific start against a solid CONCACAF team, Honduras.
Yeah, and tonight they have to battle not just the El Salvadorans, but maybe human waste being lobbed their way.
But if they get 3 points, you'd be happy walking out of there all wet.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe. Thanks, Craig.
Pleasure, Ben. Nice to talk to you.